All right, Kerry Crowley, I want to hear the music. Come on, Fish.
There we go.
Called on out to me. I said, hey, son, come help me with this load. I got to make the boat, and I'm getting very old. Oh, Marty and the captain, they're surely fine old friends. They've been working on their boat now since who knows when.
I love it.
Captain started telling tales.
I love it. And it, you know, it's what I tell you, this is the story of what these shows are all about. They make me feel better, and I hope they make the audience feel better just to hear these familiar things of its voices, Bruce, myself, Barry Bloom, I don't care, Vince Cotroni, I don't care who it is, Ron Wotus, Bill Lasky. It's just hearing us, is important. And this is one guy who I must tell you I've enjoyed working with immensely and seeing him grow into this job. And that is the great Kerry Crowley at K.O. Crowley on Twitter. Kerry, how are you today?
Marty, I'm doing well. How are you?
Pretty good. You know, things change every 5 minutes. So, you know, I woke up this morning thinking, well, Henry said last night, maybe I'll see you at the complex on Monday because the players are going to be working out. And, of course, by about 11 o'clock this morning, that was the end of that. So what can you tell us about sort of the direction of the San Francisco Giants right now?
I really believe that they're kind of going hour by hour right now and formulating their plan. I know that the order came down from Major League Baseball today to only permit 40-man roster players into the facility and not to allow players to associate in large groups right now when they are in the facility. So I'm not sure that a planned meeting for Monday morning with the coaching staff and all the players from strength training will be taking place as they originally planned. I believe on Friday was when they had that scheduled. So, you know, I think that they're probably in the process of reaching out to every single player. I know that the training staff is required to do so for Major League Baseball. And so I do think that a lot of players will end up going home here. But fortunately for a number of Giants players, most live in Arizona. So I think that they'll be able to stay close to the team facility. And when things start to get back to normal again, they will start to be working out in larger groups at Scottsdale Stadium. But, you know, Marty, we really have no idea when that will happen.
No, we don't. And where are you these days? Are you still here or did you go back?
I'm still in Scottsdale, taking a flight tomorrow. So I am flying back to the Bay Area as long as you know, the rules, restrictions, regulations don't change. So we'll see.
Well, you know, this has been an interesting, obviously, period of history. But, you know, in a baseball sense, who knows how they're going to redo this, how they're going to open up the camps again. And who shows up? Does Billy Hamilton come back? You know, it's so weird that I think we're going to be – I said this with Bruce as we just – talk for so long. I just want to see a game. I'm not worried about robot umpires or, you know, shifts and all that. I just want to see baseball again.
You know, so many people have reached out to me in the past few days, Marty, who really don't follow baseball that closely. Maybe their favorite sport is basketball. Maybe their favorite sport is football. And they've been wondering what's going to happen when things get going again, because they're eager to find out how Major League Baseball adjusts, how the entire sporting world adjusts. And as far as I'm concerned, I do think that there will be spring training part two, and maybe it will only last 2 weeks, maybe it'll last 3 weeks, but let's say the season starts around Memorial Day or the month of June. I think that we will see some exhibition games, and maybe they'll be closed doors, but I think that teams will return to their facilities in Arizona and Florida and ramp up for the season just as they would if the season were starting in late March. And so these are certainly extraordinary circumstances, but I know that they have to ramp up again, and I think that people are curious to see what Major League Baseball's response will be when we do know that the curve has flattened.
Yeah, they can't do anything like wear baseball and we're going to – those days are over.
Yeah.
Thinking they could you know, sort of walk the fine line and say, well, you know, we're going to have 60 people, but we have a great medical staff, and don't worry. No, that didn't fly. So they're sidestepping this fine line. Those days are over for baseball, and now they're in the boat with everybody, and we'll just have to see where it goes. Kerry Crowley with us. You know, I talked to Ron Wotus was on with us today, and Bill Lasky. We had a lot of fun with them. That went a half an hour as well. And we talked about sort of favorite baseball memories. And you and I, you know, we haven't really talked about that. And I realize there are many parts of being a baseball fan that you've enjoyed over the years. And you've got the passion for the game. You know the game. You played the game. How did you get your love for baseball? Where did that come from?
I think I go back, Marty, to 2002. I was 8 years old, sitting in the stands at AT&T Park or Oracle Park, and at that time it was Pac Bell Park, with my family. And my first real baseball memory is Game 5 of the NLCS that year. I was fortunate enough to get tickets, and Kenny Lofton and David Bell, you know, providing the magical moment. I was 8 years old, and I thought that this was the coolest thing in the world when that walk-off happened and the Giants went to the World Series to face off against the Angels. I remember the rally monkey vividly. I mean, those are my first memories of the sport, and that's why I've always been drawn to baseball, I think, is because it was the first sport I was exposed to at a young age. When you're surrounded by 40,000 screaming fans at that age, you know, my mom had a great passion for baseball, my dad as well, and they kind of introduced me to the game, and you can see that, and then you can go the next week and play the same sport on the Little League field, and you can do coach pitch and swing the bat just like the heroes that you saw in the stands. I think that's really where I was first drawn to the sport.
No, I can understand that. I remember that game so distinctly, and after they won, I remember going in the clubhouse, and it looked like the entire city of San Francisco was in the clubhouse. Yeah, today you couldn't have it, but there was no restraint. I mean, it was just an open door, and just people were walking in and out. It was incredible because the Giants won the pennant, and it was the first pennant, obviously, since 1962. So it was going to be a big, big deal. Yeah, that was a very exciting time for me to see that. When did you decide that journalism was going to be in your future? Now, you went to Arizona State. You're absolutely terrific on the air. We know you've got a future at that. But what about as a writer? When did you decide to do that?
I think when I was surprised to be cut from my high school baseball team, I was the only catcher who tried out, Marty, for the JV team my sophomore year at SI out in the Sunset. And for some reason, the coaches decided they didn't need a catcher. I must have been pretty bad at the time because I was the only one who had the gear. So they decided to move forward with the all infield, all outfield, no catcher roster, and I guess that served them well eventually. But I think at that point I decided, okay, I still love this game. I'm still very passionate about it. What are other ways I could get involved? And I thought initially that I would be the next John Miller. That's what I told myself throughout high school. That's what I went to college to do. I broadcasted at Arizona State and in the Cape Cod League as well. I was fortunate to work out there in the where all the college all-stars go. And then when I graduated, I, for whatever reason, gravitated toward writing. And so was able to come up to KMBR and worked for the website there. And then Andy Baggerly left the Mercury News for the Athletic, and I was able to end up at the Bay Area News Group, and really way earlier than I anticipated. I was so fortunate because, you know, there are people who spend their entire lives trying to cover a Major League Baseball team or a professional sports team, and I was able to break in extremely early just by a lot of luck, by a lot of good fortune, and So you know, I'm very happy doing this, and I know we've got the temporary pause right now, but when we do get back, it'll give me, and I know it'll give you, a much greater appreciation for the sport because we'll know how much we missed it during this time.
That is very true. I'm missing it today, and that's why the conversations I'm having today, I'm realizing that I could care less about service time and four outfielders and, you know, shifting and robot umpires, and I just want to see a baseball game just like the one you just described that allowed you to fall in love with baseball in 2002. Interesting. You know, as I've told you years ago, and I've said this on the air from time to time, when you first started working at KMBR.com, you'd come to all the home games, obviously, and you were trained very well at Arizona State. And I would get there 10 after 3, And you would be there at 3:08, and you were the only one that ever got there before me, until Alex came along. Until Alex came along, because he wanted to get the lineup all the time. So that for me showed me how much you love baseball.
And it showed how short of a commute I had compared to the other writers, because I was living in San Francisco at the time, and I still am. So if I'm not the first one to the ballpark, that's on me. I was wasting my time. And so, yeah, like Alex, I was always trying to get the lineup first so that I could send out my tweet with the defensive positioning and you know, start bringing the game to life for the fans, because at KNDR, you know, there's great listenership, great readership on the website. And so that was really my first introduction to covering Giants baseball. And I remember those conversations we had together, Marty, before games during the 2017 season. And it was unlike anything Giants fans had experienced in a decade, because in 2008, 2009, there was the slow build. People knew that something special was coming with Madison Bumgarner and Buster Posey. They finally arrive in 2010. Three World Series later, you know, they think they've got the chance for even year magic in 2016. It all falls apart. And then 2017 happens. And I think everyone who followed the franchise was stunned with the way that the team just completely collapsed into a 98 loss team. And so those early conversations that we had were kind of my window into covering, you know, the next phase for the franchise. And I remember them vividly.
Yeah, they were good. And that's when I realized, and I was very glad to recommend you to Bud Geraci and everybody at the Bay Area News Group, and I knew you'd do well with it. So, all right, I'd say what's your plan for this week, but who knows what the plan is for tomorrow, seriously. But
exactly.
What does the paper have a plan on how to cover sports or what to do?
We are still formulating that right now. The main priority right now is getting myself and Shayna Rubin, our great A's writer, home back to the Bay Area. And so Shayna is headed back today. And so they've kind of gone over plans with the other writers. You know, our Warriors and Sharks writers are in the same spot right now. The NFL seems to be moving forward with off-season activities, so the 49ers and Raiders writers are covered. But for us, it's all about packing things up and just getting home safely and making sure that we're in a position where we can get back home and get back to our loved ones in the Bay Area.
Very good. Very good. Well said. Well, look, it's a pleasure. Be safe, fly safely, and get home safely. And we'll keep in touch. Obviously, we want to have you on every weekend and, you know, to catch up with you and just talk a little baseball with you.
Yeah.
And it's fun. And, of course, you know, we send our love to FX and Nancy Hayden Crowley and your sister and everyone else. So be safe and keep the family safe. And we'll talk next week.
Well, thank you, Marty. And the same goes for you and Raph and the producers at KNBR as well. I know that baseball may not be happening, but these shows are still just as important and perhaps even more important right now, because when things like this happen, when there's extraordinary circumstances, there's always got to be a way for people to come together. And we may not be able to come together face-to-face right now, but the ways we can come together over social media, over the radio, over TV, over newspapers are still very important. So thank you for having me, and I look forward to next Saturday when we get to do it all over again.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Kerry, take care. All right, that is Kerry Crowley, Bay Area News Group. Always a pleasure. All right, Mark W. Sanchez, he writes for KNBR.com. He broke the story this morning. He was the first one on Twitter to tell the story of the new regulations for baseball. And I'll let him explain what is ahead for the Giants. And he did it this morning. He was the first one on Twitter to let everyone know what was ahead for this team, even before Ron Wotus came on. So I said, Mark, we want to get you on. You've been a great participant with us all spring long, and I want to find out what's up with him and what his plans are and where he is. So we'll take a break. Mark Sanchez, KNBR.com, coming up next right here on the Sports Leader.